Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1482. What No One Will Tell You About Boundaries, A Psychologist Keeps It Real. By Dr. Allison Nebus Davis of DrAllisonAnswers.com. Hello, everybody, and happy Monday. Thanks for starting your week off with us here on ORD and choosing to prioritize your relationships. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino, here with you every single day and reading from some of the world's best content when it comes to relationships and relationship building. And this time, we're going to hear from Dr. Allison Nebus Davis, who has a really important reminder for us regarding boundaries. So let's give her work the floor, start the reading, and optimize your life. What No One Will Tell You About Boundaries, A Psychologist Keeps It Real, by Dr. Allison Nebus Davis of DrAllisonAnswers.com. Every so often, there's a psychology topic that gets a lot of attention on social and popular media. Right now, it's the topic of boundaries that's having a major moment. And as a psychologist, I am 100% here for it. But lately, I've noticed that something important is missing from the boundaries conversation. Its absence leads people to be confused about what boundaries are and how the heck to go about setting them. So, I'm setting the record straight on boundaries, telling you what almost no one else will. But first, let's get clear on what we mean when we talk about boundaries. Simply stated, boundaries are limits that you set to protect yourself. You can set boundaries with others, with yourself, with your time, and with your energy. Anything that's precious or important is worthy of boundaries. And if I had to name one word that's almost always used in conjunction with boundaries, it's the word setting, setting boundaries. We hear these two words together all the time. Setting boundaries is the act of putting a limit in place. And generally speaking, setting boundaries is acknowledged as a hard thing to do. Setting boundaries might involve telling someone you care about that they can't continue a behavior around you. It might be telling your boss that you won't answer emails after hours. It might mean telling yourself that you won't spend more than a certain amount of time on social media each week. These are all examples of setting boundaries. And they're difficult because they're aimed at changing something. And, well, change is hard. So, drawing that line? Acknowledging the behavior that must change? Sure, that can be tough. What people don't realize about boundaries is that setting them isn't the hard part, not at all. The hardest part about boundaries isn't setting them, it's holding them. Holding boundaries means sticking to the limits that you set. It involves enforcing consequences and not backing down, no matter how much resistance or pushback you get. And for the record, you're definitely going to get pushback. So, this is where the hard part comes in, the part that no one talks about. Holding boundaries. Let me give you an example. I am the very proud mama of an energetic 2-year-old. He's constantly exploring and learning about the world and all the things in it. One of his newest discoveries, the incredible way his milk flies out of his sippy cup if he bangs it on his high chair tray during mealtime. A few moments after sitting in his chair, the banging starts. In my calmest and most matter-of-fact mom voice, I say, "Hey, buddy. Cups are for drinking, not for banging, okay? If you bang your cup again, Mom is going to take it away until breakfast is served." He nods enthusiastically, hearing my boundary. But then, 2 seconds later, what do I hear? Bang, bang, bang. The milk flies in the air, and he quickly looks up at me. Here comes the hard part. "Hey, buddy, I said if you banged your cup again, I was going to take it away until breakfast. So Mama is going to take your cup now." His grip tightens, his eyes widen, and as I take the sippy cup out of his hands, the crying begins. My son was quite calm when I set the boundary, but he was very unhappy when I held it. Imagine opening a package of Oreos and telling yourself you're only going to eat 2 cookies. You set your boundary, saying, I'm only going to have 2 Oreos. But after you eat those 2 cookies, you see that entire sleeve of Oreos perfectly lined up in the package and calling your name. That's the hard part. Saying you're only going to have 2 Oreos is the easy part. Sticking to it is the hard part. I don't think we make the distinction between setting and holding boundaries enough. And this creates an unrealistic expectation. It suggests that you are going to set your limits, draw your line, and then that's it. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's very unlikely that people will immediately and fully respect your boundary. If that were the case, you wouldn't have to set it in the first place. So, when you set a boundary, know this. You are going to get pushback. You are going to get judgment. And you are not going to get the magically supportive response you hoped for. Setting the boundary is an important first step, but it's not the hardest, and it's not the most important. Holding that boundary, staying firm on what you asked for, that's the hard part. When you set a boundary, your toddler might yell. Your friends might give you a hard time. Your boss might try to pressure you to work just a few more hours. This pushback, it's what happens when you set healthy boundaries. So now, the hard part and the real work, holding firm on that boundary no matter what pushback you get. If you're working on boundaries in your life and in your relationships and you're wondering why they're not magically working, why they're not being respected, let me remind you, boundaries is a complex process and it's about a lot more than the setting. So set that boundary and then be ready to hold it. Be ready to receive some pushback and some criticism and some temptation. But know that if you are experiencing that, it means that you're doing something right. You're tolerating short-term discomfort for a longer-term goal. And that is so dang worth it. Set those boundaries, y'all, and then be ready for the hard part, holding them. You can do hard things. I believe in you, and I'm here for you. You just listened to the post titled, What No One Will Tell You About Boundaries, A Psychologist Keeps It Real, by Dr. Allison Nebus Davis of DrAllisonAnswers.com.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And many thanks to Allison for this great post. Love hearing from her. And she's really on point with this one, to no one's surprise. So, what we might think of as we choose to set a new boundary or contemplate boundaries that we've already set and are trying to build is when we can anticipate these boundaries being challenged and maybe coming up with a game plan in advance. So, consider taking some time to visualize what your specific course of action might be should you experience pushback. This can be a really helpful tool when it comes to preparedness and assertiveness, because a lot of us have ideas about how to stay strong and hold our boundaries, but we can have trouble executing simply because we're thrown off guard by not expecting it to happen and not being able to think so quickly on our feet. I'm a bit like that myself. So there's no harm in doing a little planning in advance, especially when it comes to a boundary that means a lot to you, and when you think it might be challenged, who you think might challenge you, etc. So, take that with you, everyone. It's time to end for the day, sadly. But I hope you enjoyed this one, and of course, I hope you'll come back and join us again tomorrow for another post. I'll look forward to seeing you there, where your optimal life awaits.